control of the developments turned over to the condominium association, and all the costs are also transferred to them.
So they realize that they would be required for the stormwater management?
From the very beginning, each condominium owner would be required to pay their respective percentage in the form of condominium dues. When the turnover happens from the developer to the owners, that fund of money that the developer's been collecting gets transferred over to them. So there is money to use, but they can...
I do understand that. I just want, you know, because I do, you know, sometimes, even though we require it, you know, people forget that they did it, and it's a surprise to them when they get, you know...
This requires perpetual maintenance. The developer could leave it on their own back to do that, but it's unlikely that they would.
Absolutely. Okay.
Because once they've sold out, they're not going to have a presence in the community.
Correct. So Lawrence, could you tell one more time the ones that you modified, please?
Yeah, I just went back, double-checked, but they would be number 6, 7, 8. Number 6 would be the developer of the project shall be required to install a stop sign at the access point on Salt Marsh Boulevard and to install streetlights along Salt Marsh Boulevard, as well as install internal streetlights within the village at the Cape, which should just say the project.
Okay.
Number 7, the developer of the project shall be required to construct the clubhouse and pool prior to the conveyance of the first villa unit. And number 8, the developer of the project shall be required to, in reference to the sanitary sewer collection system, to install in accordance with Sussex County standards and shall comply with all the requirements of the county engineering department with regards to any improvements to the system necessary to serve this project. That sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okie dokie.
They would be the 3 changes.
Any other questions, gentlemen? Noopy noopy. Okay. Jim, would you, Mr. Rogers, you all right down there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jim, could you read the title, please? Thank you.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located in certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 13 acres, more or less. And I just wanted to say that since these conditions have been modified, when you, before you cast your vote, please give your reasons for supporting these modified conditions. And the motion to approve them should be to approve them as amended in respect to changing the agreement to do something to shall be required to.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen?
I make a motion we approve conditional use number 1759 Bridle Ridge Properties LLC with the conditions as amended.
Second?
Yep, second.
We move to second that we approve conditional use 1759 with the 19 conditions modifying 6, 7, and 8. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the amended conditions. The amended conditions are now more site-specific. I'm not real comfortable with the density because I believe it does exceed our plans that we had for this area. But the multifamily type of housing will provide a buffer from that busy intersection to the single-family houses to the backside of it. So I think that the multifamily residential housing is preferable to commercial or other applications that we may see in the future. But so my vote will be yes.
Mr. Phil.
Mr. Cole gets it right. I vote yes. It's an appropriate application with the amended stipulations.
You got a compliment, George.
Well, partly a compliment.
Everything's calculated.
I agree with the 19 amended condition. My vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I agree with the 19 amended conditions, and I feel that, the lives of the people in Hanlopen Landing have been disrupted for the last year on something that, if he'd have done this to start with, we wouldn't have been here today, and he'd have been building the places. But I think the final product here is... separates the two. The amenities and the packages have been separated. It's just two separate communities, and that's what people want to start with. I vote yes.
I think also with the 19 conditions and the requirements, and also by cutting that umbilical cord away from the Pine Open Landing, that this project can stand on its own, or hopefully it will, And with the amended conditions, my vote is yes also. Motion passed.
Thank you, John.
Come on, you.
Good morning.